This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
This is Casey from the Central Valley in California. This is my first time calling in, although I've been listening to your show, which is amazing, by the way, for a few years now. I suffer from a little bit of stage fright, and I'm a little bit of a shy person, so that's why I've delayed. I know I can always write in. That takes time, and I have a 4-year-old, so you can imagine. What happened to me a few times is something unique that I haven't really heard on your show before, so I'm looking for some insight, what you guys think it might be, what your listeners think. So here it is. Twice, I've heard sounds like a female voice, gentle, and yet it's giving me a heads up, like a warning when I'm driving or while I'm at work so I don't get into trouble. Here's what happened. So the first time I heard this voice, I was driving up to a red light, and it was early in the morning on my way to work, and didn't have any makeup on, so I got all my makeup out and started doing my eye makeup with the visor down, and I heard this voice come through. It was pretty loud, and I was blasting music, so it said, "Kelly, be careful." And I'm like, "What? Be careful of what? I'm just sitting here." And with that, I look in my rear view, and there's a police officer parked behind me at this red light, just staring at me, but it was more like a glare. And I thought, oops, because if I hadn't heard that voice, I probably would have continued putting makeup on when a green light was about to turn, and that happened. The light changed to green, so I turned my music down, put my visor up, and proceeded. So that was kind of funny. Something warning me about that. I don't need to get pulled over for distracted driving. Believe me, that would not be good. So at any rate, I had another experience where the same type of voice and same sort of heads up came through while I was working at a call center. And I worked for the same corporation for 16 years, and 10 years of that was call center. So kind of a strict environment where we had, before this happened, before I heard a little bit of a warning, we had received an email saying we need to manage our availability when dealing with phone calls. Like, if we weren't taking a phone call, we have to go into a certain mode, either after call for noting an account if we were hung up on or something like that, or any special circumstances regarding the account, or auxiliary mode, which means we're headed to the water fountain or a restroom break, that sort of thing. So it was basically letting us know that if we didn't manage that, we would be written up in some way, shape, or form. So I was working pretty late one night by myself. I was on the help desk as a senior service representative, supporting escalated calls and also any of the customer service reps that needed help with gen ref or some verbiage on how to handle, you know, a possible escalation. So anyways, I needed to use the facilities. So after the call I was on, I clicked a button to not receive any further calls so I could take a quick break. And as I was halfway down the hallway, I heard the same voice that warned me when I was in my car. It said, "Kelly, don't forget." And I was startled because it was pretty loud again. And no one was around. I know I was by myself. I did kind of look around me real quick and looked over a cubicle wall or two, and no one was there. And then I thought, oops, did I forget to click the right button? So I almost half ran back to my workstation and checked the console. And sure enough, I was in the wrong mode. I wasn't going to receive any phone calls, but I was an after call, which was not meant for any type of break. It's really account work. So I clicked the right button and then went about my business. So it doesn't creep me out, and it's not an eerie voice or anything like that. It's kind of nice, actually. It just, you know, to have a heads up and not get in trouble for random things. I don't know if it's my higher self or a spirit guide or a guardian of some sort, but it's been pretty awesome to have those two experiences. I'm just really wondering if anyone has had something similar happen to them. I am what you guys would call a sensitive. I've been this way since I was about 3 years old and I had a near-death experience. I won't get into that right now. I can call in with that another time. That was an experience in itself, so something definitely I would like to share. So I'll let you guys go at this point, but thumbs up on doing such a great job. I really have fun listening to you guys. The banter, really fun. And just your platform is so welcoming, and it's comforting knowing that I'm not singled out really for being the only one experiencing creepy shit once in a while. So anyways, take care, and I'll write in again soon. Thank you again.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.